The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and I just want to wish you all a belated Happy New Year as you are now listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Man, 2018 is already here. 2017 has passed away. It really is so surprising how quickly things are happening in this day and age. But, you know, God is ever on the move. As many of you know, me and Pastor Chris, we were in the Philippines for close to 3 weeks, and we had, you know, a whole number of leadership trainings, conferences, and services while we were there. And God really did move. And we're going to be sharing a little bit about that. And as many of you know, also this past week, we had the prophetic gathering of the saints. And let me tell you, God really revealed himself, and he released many words that are relevant to the body of Christ in this day and age, in our time now. And Pastor Chris, she's going to be sharing some of that with you in the coming weeks. But there's a couple things that we wanted to address, and that's kind of, we're going to be kind of setting the tone, I guess, for 2017, for 2018. My apologies. It's really so surprising that 2018 is already here. But you see, 2018 is going to be a year of dreams coming true. It's going to be a year of supernatural manifestation, supernatural revelation, and new things coming forth and manifesting in our lives and in the body of Christ. So it surely is something that we should be excited about. But moving into this year, it's so important that we don't go back to the old ways of doing things, that we don't cling to that which we've always done, that which we've always known, that which we've always fallen back into doing. And this includes the good things. This includes the bad things. We can't think and we can't consider that we can just continue repeating the same things over and over and expect God to move miraculously, because we know that God, this is something that Pastor Chris has been saying, but you know, God isn't in the recycling business. He doesn't recycle systems and recycle old plans. He always has something new and fresh. So many times God will say that he's going to do something and say that he's going to manifest something, and we get caught in our mind like, oh yeah, he said he's going to do this and this is how he's going to do it. You know, and we think, oh, this is how it's going to happen. This is the kind of person that we expect. This is the kind of thing that we expect to happen. But then God surprises us, because he can't be contained by man-made understanding. You know, the Bible says, you know, God raises up kings and he brings them down. So the political leaders, our government, is in the hands of God. And look at the kind of person that God raised up to be at the head of our executive branch here in the United States. It's not the kind of person that any preacher would have expected. It's not the kind of person that a regular Christian would have thought about, right? But God doesn't work in the ways that we expect him to work. God, his will goes beyond. But that's something that's exciting. It's something that's amazing, because we know that anything that we have in mind, God's plan is so much greater than our own plan. So that's just something that you guys need to take to heart, because 2018, it's going to be a year of dreams come true. It's going to be a year of manifestations. And that's something that Pastor Chris has talked about and God has been telling us here at Freedom Fellowship Church. But upon returning from the Philippines, Pastor Chris actually released a prophecy in our Sunday service, the first Sunday service that we had returned back from the Philippines. And what she said was that we're going to see a mass exodus from the church, but it's not going to be of the kind of divisive, like a division, like a church split, like a scandal. No, there's going to be a mass exodus from churches because people, they're going to be leaving because they crave the supernatural experience of God. These are people who have grown tired of the same old preaching, of listening to sermons where the pastor has no conviction, listening to the stale bread of the past, but there's no power, but there's no miracles, but there's no signs and wonders. And so the prophecy that was released was that there would be a mass exodus from churches because people are going to begin seeking out the supernatural move of God. They crave, and they've been craving for years, the real move of God, okay? Because we can give mouth service to how we serve God and how we believe in God, but unless there's something authentic in there, unless there's a real move of God underneath it, then what does it really mean? I mean, what are we even doing? Okay? Because it's not just enough to know the scriptures and to be able to preach the scriptures and teach the scriptures. Even the Pharisees, they knew the scriptures, right? They knew the scriptures, but they were blinded by their own teachings that they couldn't receive divine revelation, which is why they rejected Jesus. And something that God has been telling us is that in this year, many leaders, they're going to have to choose whether they're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit or whether we're going to cling to our man-made doctrines, okay? Because, and maybe some of those doctrines, maybe some of them have a good intentions, right? Maybe some of them were founded in some biblical principle, but if we cling to the doctrines to where we can't be flexible, to where we can't be led by the Holy Spirit, that stifles the anointing of God. It stifles the move of God. Okay? And so the leaders of the church this year and many in the body of Christ, we're going to have to choose because God is revealing new revelation to us. Okay? You know, as it says in Habakkuk, the revelation, it awaits the appointed time. It speaks to the end and it will not prove false. There's new revelation that we receive day to day that's specific to our own time. And even the apostles, they had new revelation for their time. That's why Paul said in Colossians concerning the Gentiles, this is the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. And then in verse 27 of Colossians 1, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is in Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, so for the apostles, you have to put this in perspective because they were born Jewish, raised Jewish. Okay, they were God's chosen people. And then suddenly they receive the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit starts telling them that salvation is for the Gentiles too. Okay, their entire life, they grew up believing something. It was even founded in the law of Moses. But then the Holy Spirit came and shook up everything that they knew. Okay, and what? The new revelation, it was not proven false, but it was proven true. Jesus came not just for the Jewish people, he came for the Gentiles. So the disciples were willing to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that's why God was able to continue using them, okay? Because if the disciples, if they had, you know, closed off and they had stuck to the Jewish traditions rather than being led by the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you we wouldn't be hearing about them in this day and age. We wouldn't continue reading about them, and not in the way that we do now. And we are now at the same crossroads. Okay, because there are still a number of doctrines and teachings that have become roadblocks for people where they've been caught up maybe more in the Levitical priesthood, which is man-made hierarchy, man-made structure, rather than inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Because the thing is that we don't, and this is just a side note, we don't live and we're not operating in the Levitical priesthood anymore. We're operating under the order of Melchizedek. So what was the Levitical priesthood? Well, the Levitical priesthood, right? They had to be of the right bloodline, Okay. They had to be worthy. They had to have the right credentials. Okay. And the Levitical priesthood, it was a class system. Okay. It was a hierarchy to where certain people had better access to God than others because of their bloodline. But we don't operate in that kind of Levitical priesthood anymore. And there's a number of doctrines that seek to reestablish this man-made hierarchy when God says, if I have called this person and they obey me, then I will use them mightily. That's the requirement. That's the only requirement that we have to live by. That what? That our language is love and our currency is faith and obedience to Jesus Christ. Okay? So what's currency, right? It's an exchange of value. That means that the more faith and obedience to Jesus Christ that we have, the more value we are going to get, the more value that we are giving back to God, okay? So the more obedient and faithful we are to God, the more he is going to be able and willing to use us mightily. So we don't operate in the Levitical priesthood, and Pastor Chris has talked about this several times. But this year, 2018, we're going to have to decide whether we're going to hold fast to our doctrines or whether we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to take us into the supernatural. And it's all according to the Word of God, and it's all according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because those of us, if we are not willing to hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit and to really allow him to lead us, then the Spirit of God, the blessing of the Lord, is going to have to leave those people. And it's going to be like the Spirit said through the prophecy given to Pastor Chris, there will be an exodus from churches because the people of God have grown hungry and, you know, and their eyes are being opened. And so they will only be able to take fruitless doctrines and teachings that have no power. They will only be able to take it for so long. And so I urge you all that if God is revealing something to you and you're having a really hard time struggling with it, you have to pray through it. And you have to say, you know what, God, I'm going to follow you and obey you, even if, you know, my flesh is crying out, even if I have been believing and teaching this my whole life. You know, if God gives us a correction, we have to be willing to correct it. But that's the thing. That's where the ego gets in the place. I mean, even the Pharisees in Jesus's time, you know, they had this sense of superiority because they're the teachers of the law. They're the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They had to go through the academic institutions and they have studied the scriptures their whole life. Imagine that. They have studied the scriptures their whole life, and yet they did not recognize the Messiah standing in front of them. That's what our doctrines, if we allow them to blind us, that's what they do to us. Because if we get too caught up in our doctrines, rather than caught up in the presence and the goodness of God, then we will be blinded to the move of God, even if it's happening in our face, right in front of us. And you know, Peter went through a similar kind of journey. I mean, we know in the book of Acts, chapter 10, the apostle Peter, he was praying when he had a vision from the Lord. And what was in that vision? Well, it was a bunch of non-kosher food. It was pork. It was four-footed animals. It was reptiles and birds. And what did God tell him? The voice of the Lord came to him in that vision and said, "Get up, Peter, slay and eat." And Peter had been living as a Jewish man all his life. You know, he had been a good Jew. He had followed the laws of Moses. I mean, the laws of Moses, they were given by God. And so that's why when he heard the voice of the Lord, how did Peter reply? He said, "Surely not, Lord. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." So God asks him. God asks him three times. He tells him to rise up, slay, and eat, even though the animal is unclean. And Peter refused all three times. And then what did God say to him? He said, "Don't call unclean what I have called clean. See, what happened here is that God was shaking up Peter's doctrines, was just obeying the laws of Moses, right? I mean, Moses was the one who gave the laws, and Moses received the laws from God. So how could Peter possibly be in the wrong? But Jesus had changed everything, and the new revelation had come. That's why the Apostle Paul said that it had been hidden. It's a mystery that had been hidden from previous generations. And we have to understand everything about how the church has progressed. It's all been built upon what the previous generations have discovered and established before us. And so that's why we are expected to do even greater things, because the apostles, the ones who first founded the church, they were just getting, that was their revelation for that time, that salvation was for the Gentiles too. Okay? And now, over hundreds of years, we've been building on revelation after revelation. But we can't let the doctrines, the man-made doctrines, to limit us. Okay? I mean, imagine if Peter had refused to listen to God. If that had become his stumbling block to where, no, he's not going to eat any non-kosher food. Well, then the ministry of Peter would have ended because the power wouldn't have been there. Okay? So if we allow our doctrines to become a stumbling block, then any sort of anointing or power that might be going on in our ministry, it's going to end. Because when we do that, when we don't follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, but we actively ignore it, we actually are exalting ourselves above God. Because in that way, we are telling God that we know better than he does, that our beliefs are more correct than his truth is. Do you understand? See how such an action, that an action like that, that defiance, that I'm going to hold fast to my doctrines, even if the Holy Spirit is correcting me, is an act of pride. And so this is actually something that Pastor Chris was having to deal with in the Philippines. So while in the Philippines, we had a whole number of leadership trainings and leadership conferences where we were meeting with ministers and leaders, and many of the ministers, they were very receptive. The thing is, they were very audibly, very audibly receptive, where they were saying, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. The doctrines, the things that I believe that I've been teaching for years, they're wrong. They're wrong. How could I have believed these things? But they received the word of God and they said, I know now what I need to change. See, they took it. They took it and they ran with it. But that was not the case, you know, in everywhere we went. In fact, God even closed some of the doors in the Philippines because the ministers were unwilling to waver in their doctrines. They were unwilling to waver in their doctrines. But for those that are willing to obey the call of the Lord, that are willing to seek after what God is saying and forsake their own ways of doing things, then the doors of opportunity are going to be wide open this year, 2018. It really is an exciting year. And just to recap this trip from the Philippines, man, it was a doozy. There was basically, from landing, it was pretty much a nonstop back-to-back trip. And so just to recap very quickly, so we had a leadership conference, a pastor's conference in Quezon City, where many ministers from the surrounding area all came in, and they were very receptive to the word. And then there was another training in Pampanga where they, again, there was ministers, leaders, but also young business people. And they were very excited because they were going to implement God's ways of doing things in their businesses, in their lives, surrounding their businesses. And the biggest thing is that they were determined, right, to receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and implement that in their business. Because understand, that's our biggest advantage as followers of Christ. That's the thing that we have that nobody else has. We have the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So in reality, we should be doing and performing. We should be producing better and performing better than anybody else because we're inspired by the Holy Spirit, which in the past, that hasn't really been the case. But as we move forward, things are going to change because we're operating by a different standard now. And we're going to operate by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit. But we can't allow the old ways of doing things, what we've always known, what we've always done, to limit us, especially any man-made traditions and any man-made doctrines. There's a reason why Jesus said to the teachers of the law and to the Pharisees, and he told this right to them. He said, your man-made traditions render the word of God to no effect. Because why? Because they placed those man-made traditions in higher prominence than the supernatural move of God. That's why when Jesus, when he would come and he healed, for example, a woman who had been disfigured, her, she had been disfigured all of her life. He healed her, but it was on the Sabbath. What was the first thing that happened? Well, the Pharisees came out and they said, how dare he heal on the Sabbath? You have 6 days in the week to heal, but not on the Sabbath because it's supposed to be a day of rest. See, they didn't even care that the woman had all her life been disfigured, had been suffering. They didn't care about any of that. All they cared was that Jesus had broken the tradition. And they were looking for that gotcha moment. But that's what happens when we focus so much on our doctrines, when we focus so much on our traditions. The teachers of the law, they studied the law. They were scholars. They were academics. They studied the law. They studied the word of God all their life. But they were blind to the fact that the Messiah was standing right in front of them. The fulfillment to all the prophecies that they had been reading, that they had been studying, that they had been contemplating on was right there in front of them and they couldn't see it. So that's why this year, 2017, we're going to see miracle signs and wonders. And I kind of started talking about the Philippines, but I didn't really get through the whole trip, but it really was a very eventful trip. Many trainings, many leadership trainings, and you can see specifically, you can see many people in the congregation when they see the revelation of God begin to go forth. You can see their eyes brighten up. You can see their countenance lifted because there's something rejuvenating about the revelation of God, about the presence of God. And you see, that's what I'm saying because the people of God, they're hungry. And so if there are any spiritual leaders that have been limiting their access to God, that have been stunting the spiritual growth of their congregation, the people of God, they're not going to sit idly by much longer, but they're going to seek after the real thing. They're going to look for God's mighty works, God's mighty powers, because God, he is no respecter of persons. We know that God doesn't show favoritism. We know that his love is all-encompassing, and in the same way, anyone that is willing to commit their life completely to obeying and seeking after the Lord God, then God is going to use them mightily. And so I urge you all, as the leading of the Holy Spirit comes in, as God is revealing things to us, and as God begins to move, let us be led by the Holy Spirit. Let us be led according to his perfect will and his perfect nature. And let us allow him to illuminate the scriptures for us. You know, it's one thing to read the scriptures, but it's another thing to have it illuminated by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So, I'm about out of time for this week, but I want to wish you again a belated Happy New Year. There's many exciting things to come this year, 2018. God is really on the move. If you enjoyed this broadcast and you want to support This broadcast or anything that we do here at Sons of God International, you can do so by visiting our website, www.sogmi.org, and hitting the donate button. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.